The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So there are two responses that are asked of us. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? The gospel means good news. And good news is not just, you know, good news. It's something you're not going to believe what I just heard. That's good news. So the gospel, believe in the good news. Repent and believe in the good news is our two responses when we hear the kingdom is at hand. What is the good? Well, it's twofold. Forgiveness of our sins and given us to participate in his own divine life. This is the good news. Jesus says, I want you to participate in my own divine life. And before that comes the forgiveness of sins. We all are forgiven. Something that we cannot get rid of ourselves, the Lord says, I forgive your sins if you only ask. All we have to do is ask. Repent, and then believe that I forgive you. Believe in my mercy. My mercy is everlasting. I forgive you. But we do have to repent, right? That's the one response. And as Prophet Jonah in today's first reading was going through Nineveh, he said, repent or else. The Lord is going to have to destroy the city because of so much sin. Repent. And what did they do? They repented. And the Lord says, and the Lord also repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them because they repented. We have to repent. Otherwise, it's not going to fare well for us. Right now, we're 2 days after the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. An evil, a genocide, just like the Nazi genocide against the Jews and many others. And we have it in our midst. We live with it. We condone it. You know, when it comes to abortion, the good news is there. Repent. Believe in his mercy. He will forgive all our sins. If for some reason we have participated directly or indirectly in an abortion or encouraged it, the Lord will forgive when we repent. Just come back to me. This is the good news. Repent and believe in the gospel. Believe that I can forgive you. He forgives. But when we encourage abortion, when we promote it, when we vote for people who promised to promote it and to increase it, then we're in real trouble. That sin of voting for someone who promises to increase abortion, it's much less forgivable than the actual sin of abortion if you are involved with it. Let me repeat that again. The sin of voting for someone who promises to increase abortion is much less forgivable than if you were involved in abortion yourself. Why? When it comes to abortion, the mercy of the Lord is there for us. Believe in the gospel. The gospel is, I forgive your sins. Just come back to me. Repent. I forgive. And the Lord knows about the pressures. Maybe you were young, you were involved, there were pressures involved, all that stuff. But now you have converted. Just like the Ninevites, you have converted, the Lord forgives. But if we vote in cold blood for someone who promotes abortion, that means we condone it. We have not repented. We condone it. That's why that sin is much less forgivable. And unless we repent as a nation, as a culture, it's not going to fare well for us. You know, historically, the Lord does not tolerate things forever. It's just, they simply cannot go on. By nature, they cannot go on. We're self-imploding, right? So the Lord is sending his prophetic message today: repent or else. And St. Paul said today, the time is running out. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. So we have to repent. We have to repent or else. And the else may be coming, but what we have to keep in mind is the good news. I forgive you all your sins. All you have to do is just repent. Why is it so hard to repent? Is it because then I'm proven that I was wrong? Yeah, we all are sinners. We are all wrong all the time. That's why he came. He came to save us because we're in trouble. We're always stray. We are sinners. Every mass is a sinner's mass. We come here not because we're so good to get a pat on our back. We're here because we need help. The first part of Mass is all about, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Forgive our sins. Mea culpa. Right? Because we admit that we're in trouble. We are repenting. And we're doing that first response. Repent and believe in the gospel. Every Mass we do that. Every Mass we repent, and then we get filled with his power, the Holy Spirit, by believing in the good news, believing that he does forgive all our faults, no matter how many times we fall into it. So repent and believe in the gospel. The Lord will repent himself of threatening of the evil that's here, but we need to repent. Especially inside the church. Before we can solve the problem of abortion, the culture's problem of abortion, we have a problem right here, right in the church. We're not repenting. We are condoning. Sometimes I don't see anyone now and I'm not looking, but sometimes people are rolling their eyes when abortion is brought up. In these very pews. Horrible, horrible. The Lord will not tolerate that. We need to repent. We need to repent. It's like saying to Nazis, yeah, check mark, go ahead. I want these Jews to be gas chambered. We need to repent. Because he forgives. Do not be afraid of his mercy. He forgives. He fills us with his Holy Spirit. Repent and believe in his gospel. Believe in the mercy of God.